White. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. February 15, 1894. Dear son Willie, Elder Corliss has been here and then left my room. Also, Elder Starr. Brother Corliss came from Brighton with a letter from the minister of the Congregational Church in Brighton, who has presented a challenge for discussion on the Sabbath question. He will inform you all about it. There is now much at stake. We wish Daniels and Rousseau and yourself were here now. Opposition and ministers is waxing hot. The Southern Cross, I understand, has in it a miserable representation of our people. I think it should be met. The interest in Williamstown is increasing. Many in Brighton are convicted of the truth, and the ministers feel that something must be done to settle the minds that are agitated on the Sabbath question. The congregational minister spoke on the question in his church last night. Hare and Colcord are present. Corliss preached in the tent. Sister Malcolm was at the door of the church when they came out, and she heard many commenting on the steps and in the streets, with great dissatisfaction. They thought it weak and inefficient. Well, we think it about time that you were on the ground here, where you can be in council with the ministers here. We cannot see how Corliss can get out of the discussion and not leave the impression of defeat upon the minds of the people. Next Sabbath, I attend the meeting in Brighton, and next Sunday in Paran, and they were to put me in a week from next Sunday at Brighton, but they have decided to have me speak in Melbourne, in the best place they can secure, and have all come from the churches. Well, I want to know the will of God and do it. The mail closes tomorrow. I have written nothing, scarcely, and dare not write. I must save my strength for important occasions. My head is tired all the time. We were glad to see Elder Olson, and were sorry, so sorry, he was not here to read this challenge and counsel in regard to it. I want to really know what you think of my renting the West Place, going on it with Stephen and his wife. I could then be retired and not so far away that I could not get to the meetings. Will you see about this matter if you think it any way advisable? I am tired, tired all the time, and must ere long get a restful place in the country. I want not a home where all is bustle and city life. I want, this year, to write and to exercise prudently out of doors in the open air. Do you suppose we could hire that West Place? I want much to know. Stephen could plant some things now and take care of the house and do many things. I am now brought where I must begin to calculate in regard to my housekeeper, and where the person is remains to be seen. I long, oh so much, for a little period of quietude, and to be unable to go to the meetings here and there and everywhere. I will say no more in regard to Edson, for I have said that which it was my duty to say, and now I will say no more. The fruit in Sydney, or in the country places about Sydney, will be ripe in March. Then we wish to do some canning and putting up of fruit. I want all that I have and am to be used in the cause of God, and to glorify His name. But I must have rest somewhere, and not be ever on the stir. In much love, Mother.